The Public Art Committee has 6 major outstanding items on its to-do list and has spent the past year, or more, looking for ways to bring those projects to fruition. The minutes from the group's March meeting were presented during City Council's recent regular meeting and laid out the major initiatives members want to address. The committee still wants to see the Storm in Main Street, 1883, mural either relocated or recreated in some way, but is also willing to discuss further possibilities with building owner Gold Key Investments. The business purchased the former Times Herald building in 2022 and installed windows and doors on the venue's east side, which damaged the mural. The late artist Dale Klein painted the mural in 1991 at 44 Fairford Street West, where it remained for 31 years. Meanwhile, city administration plans to seek input from the Chinese community about the relocation of the Chinese mural, which was located on the west side of 240 High Street West, now known as Gina's Jewelry, before the city removed it in 2019. Furthermore, the committee has agreed that a mural to recognize the history of Robin Hood Mills in Moose Jaw is a good idea, but since it could be a large project, the group may have to revisit this initiative in the future. Also, city administration and the committee will continue to find a new location for the Union Hospital mural, which was removed from the building before its demolition and has been in storage ever since. The former hospital closed in late 2015 and was demolished in MID 2016. Meanwhile, administration will provide the committee with an update in the future about the Ukrainian sculpture once it receives further information from the Downtown Moose Jaw Association. The association received a donation from the now-closed St. Vladimir's Ukrainian Orthodox Church in 2022 for a Ukrainian mural or sculpture. Community metal artist Bill Keane then constructed a sculpture of a 7-foot-tall sunflower sculpture, since that flower has become associated with the Eastern European country. Lastly, City Hall told committee members that it would hopefully provide an update about installing outdoor sculptures that the Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery has in its collection. City administration added that an agreement with the Downtown Association will soon be finalized for the expansion of the walking art tour. During the council meeting, Count Heather Eby asked city administration about the sculpture's status because, based on conversations she's had with several people, the community groups involved in this project are confused about who should be doing what to further the initiative. Derek Blaise, director of Parks and Recreation, said he would have to review the situation before providing an answer. The next regular council meeting is Monday, April 8.